Very good Christmas. Nice to be able to spend it with my wife and, have some family coming down in this weekend. So, very good Christmas.
So, for one final Sunday, you're going to line up and have number 88 alongside you. Is that kind of hitting you or just trying to approach like any other game?
You try and approach it like every other week, but we all know it's a little bit different. So, it'll be bittersweet. I'm happy for him that he's finished this year out. I think he's had an awesome year. And played really, really well for us and carried us at times. But you're also sad to see him moving on selfishly, because he's been such a great, great player, such a great teammate. So I hope he plays well Sunday. I know he will. He's so consistent. But it sure has been a fun ride.
Definitely want to go out with a win, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely.
What better way?
Absolutely. You know, you I think guys know that we want to send him out with a win, and we'd love to be able to do that. We're going to do everything we can during the week to prepare ourselves to be ready to do that. We'd love to see him play well and go away with a win.
Matt, last tough losses this year, how does Monday stack up as far as tough to get over?
Yeah, it's that's a tough one. You know, we had opportunities in that ball game. Like you mentioned, we've had opportunities at different points throughout the year to close out ball games and to win games. For whatever reason, we haven't found a way to do it. We certainly had chances Monday night. We couldn't get it done. But part of the deal is you got to be able to move on, to move forward. And it's tough sometimes. But, I think we've got strong-minded guys that have done a good job of this week kind of moving past that loss and focusing on trying to finish this season the right way.
Matt, I was asking Bartu over there if just with the way the season's gone, if this Sunday could almost be kind of like a bowl game for you guys, where if you get that win, that's some positive momentum to go into the offseason.
Yeah, definitely like to win going into the offseason. I think we've got a lot of work to do this offseason in trying to improve and get better. But certainly, winning this last game would be a step in the right direction.
Matt, there's no love loss, obviously, in the NFC South. We know good rivalries, good healthy rivalries with all these teams. Where's put a little damper on Carolina's playoff hopes?
I mean, it's if certain guys are going to use that as motivation, that's, fine. Whatever you have to use to get yourself ready to go is a good thing. But anytime you play these division opponents, there's a little something extra to it because, if you faced off against so many of the guys so many times and you get to know them, they know you. So kind of scheme goes out the window. We kind of know what they do on defense. They certainly know what we do on offense. When you have games like this, especially within division, it comes down to execution and making, those four or five plays that change the game. So we've got to find a way to make those four or five plays this week.
You guys have two more names added to the IR list, I guess, this week. It seems like you haven't been able to shake the trend all season.
Yeah, it's been tough sledding. There's no question about that. We've had a number of guys nicked up. It's part of the game. It's the part you don't like about it. But it is part of the deal. And some seasons shake out that way. And you got to find a way to adapt and overcome. We haven't done a good enough job of that.
Matt, were you happy with the offensive line last week? Seemed to play pretty well. Coming together a little bit?
I think so. I think our offensive line played really well last week. They stepped up to a challenge against a really good front seven. And I thought fought the entire night, did a great job in our pass protection. We threw the ball, I think, 48 times. And to give up one sack against their front is, it's pretty good. And I think those guys have had more time to play together because we've had some moving parts at that position. But, I think they're starting to gel together and have an understanding of what each other are doing. And I think they're playing, pretty good ball right now.
Matt, as with this being the last game and the way the season's gone, I mean, you talked about the work you guys got to do in the offseason. But this week, do you kind of have to remind yourself of, we've got one more game, let's finish this off, then worry about that?
Yeah, I mean, we'll have time to do all that stuff, next week. But, right now, we've got a game to play. And anytime, you have a game worth playing, it's worth winning. And I think that we have to have that mindset. We got to go out there and find a way to get it done and compete. And I think guys are excited about that.
Is it kind of fun, though, sometimes when you're playing a team like Carolina that the games get a little chippy? Kind of makes it kind of fun.
That's part of the sport. That's part of football, especially within division. Games get like that sometimes. And You know, I like good competitive games.
Who's the chippiest of the three
teams? They're all pretty chippy. We are too, so I don't know. Tough to pick one.
What do you see when you're preparing and you're looking on film at their linebackers? And they're making a lot of plays over there.
Yeah, they're both those guys, Thomas Davis and Luke Kuechly, are doing a great job. Luke makes a ton of tackles. I mean, he's all over the field, makes a ton of tackles. I think Thomas Davis is a really good pass rusher. They blitz him quite a bit. But he's also extremely athletic, and he covers running backs and tight ends as well as anybody, as well as any linebacker in the league, in my opinion. So I think both those guys are playing at a really high level.
Bright spot for you guys these last few games, getting a healthy Roddy out there and showing again what people know he can do.
Yeah, I mean, Roddy is when he's right, when he's ready to go and healthy, he's as good as anybody and has been for the 6 years that I've been here. So I think he's shown that the last couple of weeks, what he's capable of doing. He had a great game Monday night and made some really unbelievable catches against some tight man coverage that, you know, kept us going and kept us in that game. So we know he's a great player, and you know, I guess he's feeling a little bit better, but he's been playing really well the last couple of weeks.
Does that show you, when the coach, if you look at the film on that touchdown pass, Smitty had the 3-inch vertical leap, the jubilation. When he does, does that show you he's still wanting?
I'm in no position to judge anybody's vertical. That's for sure. But yeah, Smitty's fiery and passionate, and you know, he's very consistent when he does interviews and kind of in front of the camera. But there's another side to him too, and in the locker room and you know, in team meetings, he can get going and he can motivate guys and get guys fired up. And sometimes you see that on the sideline. I mean, he's into it. He's passionate, and I think guys respond well to that.